Hey there. Just a heads up, this is a podcast for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff. Think spicy language, mature topics, and themes your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, buckle up and enjoy the ride.
They were on a very stable path, and they were doing great until you, the game changer, stepped in. And now there's this crazy off-the-charts chemistry. She is going off the ranch, secret texting. She's not telling her husband the extent of her feelings and attraction to you are so high that it would definitely hurt his feelings if he knew. So she's not telling him she's going to the party with the intention to fuck you. She's not telling her husband about this.
Okay.
Are you getting...
I can buy that.
I know.
Welcome to Hacking Love, deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all, divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like.
Okay, here we are.
So this is going to be, I think, the second half of episode 56, because it was only 20 minutes long or 30 minutes long.
Okay.
Okay, so we're just adding on to it. We have a million topics that we could have added on to it, but we decided to just start recording because we're getting ready for a party and we're going to do a deep discussion about all these polyamorous books that I've been reading lately.
Start out with us talking about, like, you know, you show me your phone and there's still some conversation going on there. Meanwhile, I've kind of made a deal with Robert to not have a side conversation with Jasmine.
So... Actually, let's back up. Okay. Let's start this recording with your update about the Jasmine Robert situation, because I think the last that they've heard is that y'all were setting up for an MFM, but that you and Jasmine were still sexy side texting.
We were side texting. It wasn't sexy at that point. It just disappeared. Like, she stopped texting.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah, at one point. Yeah. I think they know that. But then it started up again.
No, I'm talking about the last few days.
Last few days. I know. But you guys were sexy texting. Then it stopped when she found out that you and I were sharing everything. And then...
It stopped when he told her to stop. Fallout.
It stopped a few times, I guess, is what I'm saying. She, at that point, found out that...
Let's start from the beginning. So where did we last leave them?
With you guys setting up the MFM. So you guys had been sexy texting or texting each other for probably a month before the Christmas party. You had sex at the Christmas party. The sexy texting continued for 3 days afterwards. I didn't know about it. Robert didn't know about it.
Hell broke loose.
I found out. I was very surprised. Robert still did not know about them, I don't think. When did she tell him?
I think he asked her to stop and then she kept going.
No, but like, when did she even tell him that she was texting you?
It was the same time period.
About the same time period?
Yeah. Because he asked.
3 days after he said, let me see your phone.
And so, like I said, all hell broke loose on both sides. And we've had that few weeks to discuss it.
We talked about this on the last. Like, I have since then been fine with it. I sent a message in the four-way saying, y'all continue to text, sext. I don't have rules on Aiden. I think that's counterproductive.
And that's when it stopped.
Then I guess she stopped because it's not as much fun if it's not cheaty.
No,
it's all
she stopped
open.
Because she had a falling out with her husband. This is literally what he told me yesterday.
Both and more.
Yeah. Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. So. She continued believing that. So she clearly wanted to do that and she said it. And the other day she asked me for a phone call. Meanwhile, Robert asked me for coffee. And I was like, on the same day.
Neither one of them knows they have asked.
Yes. Yeah, so We'll get to that. So I said, sure, let's have a phone call. And we had a FaceTime and had a conversation about her struggles with Robert and kind of doing what she wants versus what he wants her to not do. And she came around to, well, I guess this is just how I'm going to be because I'm playing the long game on this and I want to make sure he's comfortable with it. And so it's a nice conversation.
Basically, the gist of the conversation from her end was, I want to fuck you really bad, separately if possible. But if the only thing I can get away with this basically dad on my back, which is her husband, is these group texts with him watching and maybe an MFM, then that's fine. And let's just play the long game and maybe we'll get to fuck by ourselves finally in a couple of years.
Yeah, those are your words. You did not say that, but you deduced it to what you think it is.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and no, that's pretty much accurate. So
Thank you.
And so I said, does Robert know that you're having this phone call?
No, of course not.
Well, I actually said, are you going to tell Robert about this phone call? And she said, yes, I'm going to tell him. But he didn't know that she was calling me, and she didn't know that he set up a coffee with me. So all of a sudden, I'm in the middle of this power
struggle. The communication between this couple is so poor. She's been hiding texts from him. She's been hiding phone calls from him. She even hid her intent to fuck
God,
you the night
beat
of the-
up on her so much. I think it's going to be so obvious for people listening to this how much she still triggers you.
But think about-
Because you beat up on her all the time. You pick out every little thing she does, and you make it an evil genius
thing.
No,
I think she's a wonderful person, other than the fact that she's super dishonest. And if I treated you the way she treats her husband, you would be out the door.
This is not about being super dishonest. This is about being very early in the relationship and not knowing how to navigate it.
They've been married for 14 years.
No, they've never been open. And they've been open a very short time.
They've been in lifestyle for 3 years. Communication
is garbage. I think you need to give them a little fucking break. Their communication is garbage, just like ours was a long time ago. And this is where they are in their relationship, in their open relationship.
For being together 14 years, it's unimpressive.
Well, that's not our
judgment
to make.
That she would go to a play party and not even tell him that she had the intention to fuck
No,
me.
She said she had no intention.
You guys had been texting and talking
no,
about
but
the
there
intention.
Was no intention to fuck her at the party.
That's bullshit.
No, I believe her, and I didn't
that
either.
That is total bullshit. Y'all were let's go look at the text.
No.
You guys were texting up until the day of the party and expecting to fuck at the party. That was the whole plan. We brought
I walked
condoms,
in there
they brought
in the first
condoms.
Hour. I didn't think I was hooking up with anybody because
Babe,
nothing was happening.
That was the plan. We talked about it
okay,
all the
okay,
way there. All
right. Why is this
That's
so
why
important
you
to you?
Because it's important.
No, I don't.
You've been wanting to fuck her for
I think
a long
the,
time.
The words are different. The
and
words
she's
are
been
different.
Wanting to fuck you, and it's okay.
Okay.
So just admit it.
Did I want to fuck her then? Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Like,
that
yeah,
was the
I was,
point of
I
the
was
party.
It, no, it wasn't the point of the
yes,
party.
Yes, it was. We were talking about it on the way out there. You were so excited to get to see her and get to fuck her. It was the first time you were going to get to
all
fuck
right,
somebody
all
at a
right,
party.
All right, all right,
that was
all right.
The whole point.
All right. This is going downhill. This is not where I wanted to go with this.
Well, it's important.
All right. She wanted to fuck me. I'm going to fuck her. Are you okay with that? I'm just trying to.
I just think you're
what
trying
she
to.
Told me is she did not, what she told me, to be clear, is that she did not expect to fuck me there and then.
She's so full of shit.
No, at the massage
table.
She's
full of fucking
why,
shit.
Why is she full of
because
shit?
Because I brought her over so she could fuck you. I left y'all alone so y'all could fuck. Y'all have been talking and texting.
You brought her over.
Me. You're welcome.
Was
okay?
It? Right. So
you guided it too, but you needed my fucking permission. So there you go. You're welcome. I'm here for you. I am now your like person just getting you fucked and not your wife anymore. Yay. I'm so good at that.
Why are you doing that?
It's just that is now my position in life, is to help you get sexy for other women before parties.
Oh my God. All right.
Nope, nope,
yep.
Nope.
I'm pausing this.
No, don't.
This is not working well. All I want to talk about was the conversations.
I know.
I don't want
to
turn into an argument.
Well, I just think.
Look.
So anyway, we're dealing with a couple that has a terrible communication style. She's been hiding stuff from him. She's acting really cheaty. She's finally having to level with him. She basically just wants to fuck Aiden on the side without anybody else there. And all of her communications with him are boyfriend-like and super sexy and pet names and all that stuff, way beyond anything that's swinger-like. They're going into polyamory. So I have been doing nothing but nonstop reading every polyamory book I can, because this is the train that I see coming, is that you're going to go off on a polyamorous love relationship with this woman. This is what she wants. She doesn't care what her husband thinks or wants.
Don't you think we've gotten past this, though, with the last conversations? I mean, it's already been narrowed significantly.
Just because he has thoughts or feelings and just trying to control it doesn't mean you can control people's love for each other.
Love? Come on.
She is acting
she
like
just
she
wants
is
to get out and play.
She is acting like she is obsessed with you.
Oh, my God. I don't know where you're getting that. I barely talked to her. I had that one. That's the first and
this
only
phone
like call
I've
ever had
with
her.
This feels like more than a coffee. This feels like more than a coffee. Oh, we're the same sign, baby. Bunny and kitten. And fucking, oh can't we? We're Oh, it's our spouses
hey,
are keeping us apart.
Me. What can I say?
This is so hot. Like she, you know.
She never
like,
said that.
She didn't have to say
no,
it.
You
she's
said that.
She's loving all of this.
She's
so,
not loving. She's
Yeah, she
she's
hates
being,
it. She's being thwarted.
She's being controlled.
Yeah.
You don't like. Well, she doesn't like. You guys are similar in personality.
No, I don't like being controlled either. But yeah, if her husband was smart, he would just let her go. And then this could just play itself out for the next 4 years
or
whatever.
The more you talk, the less it's ever going to fucking happen. I'll tell you that right now. That's more you get angry about it. And
there's nothing
and,
I can
and
do about it.
Denigrate her intentions and talk about what a shitty person she is, which is what you've done from the beginning. Like, talk about her. She's an evil genius. She's trying to do all these things. I know that's where the trigger's going, but I just don't believe all that.
I don't have to like your metamors.
Right. You don't have to like her. But the more you talk shit about her, the less it's ever going to happen. So
well,
good
care.
Job. It's working great.
You like her. You respect her. You're interested in her.
Right.
You're attracted
so why
to her.
Do you try so hard to convince me that she's this terrible person?
I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just stating my opinion of her. I don't respect her. I think she's a liar.
Right.
I think she does not put her relationship first. She treats her husband horribly. She doesn't communicate.
Okay. My opinion is she's never had relationships outside her 19-year-old relationship up until this one.
They've been in the lifestyle for 3 years.
And she wants to break out. And I'm the first person that's walked across her path.
So be honest about it. So don't hide it from your husband.
What am I?
So why is she keeping all these side texts from her husband?
Because she's worried about, we talked about this. Her husband and I talked about this. And she and I talked about this. She doesn't want to hurt his feelings. That is what a lot of people go to when they get into the lifestyle. But if you could just reframe this, which is true, and they don't know what they're doing, which is part of the problem I have with it, is that I don't want to be the educator of them.
Yeah.
And the call and the coffee, basically I'm educating them on it. And I'm like, well, they don't get it yet, right? So that's not good for me or us. And it's not good for them. They just need to figure this shit out. And when they do, we can come back around. That's kind of what
I just think it's not all that complicated. Y'all have feelings for each other and y'all just need to be able to go have those feelings.
Feelings, attraction. Yeah.
All of it. I think it's you said when you talked to him yesterday, he was saying something like, it's impossible for emotions not to get involved when sex gets involved.
I disagree.
And
any
so
guy will tell you
I
that.
Kind of agree.
Any guy will tell you that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You have to have feelings for someone you fuck. I've had sex with people I wouldn't have lunch with.
Nah.
In my life. It can totally separate sex. And that's what the whole swinging lifestyle is about. Is
so what do you think he meant by that?
I think he's an emotional person and he's assuming that she can't have that.
Yeah.
She has to be in love with someone to fuck them. I don't believe that's true at all. So I think she's
in love with you.
What?
I do.
She doesn't know me. How could she be in love with me? She doesn't even know me.
I just do.
I think you're ascribing way too much.
It's a lot.
Way too much
spending. None of the people I am in contact with have pet names for me and sending me sexy texts.
What are you talking about? Should we go through all your texts right now?
I don't have any pet names for anybody and nobody has pet
names. Except when you call him babe.
Well, I called him babe as a retaliation.
I didn't call anyone babe. Listen to the last episode. I've never called anyone babe.
I'm just going
to
act like slutty Jasmine.
which was terrible logic, by the way. I listened to that podcast again. That's
I know.
The worst fucking
I don't
logic.
Care. It's not logical.
You don't care.
I'm just like, she obviously doesn't care if she lies, cheats, whatever.
Oh my God.
Her way to just getting what
she's
she wants.
She's just a horrible person. Isn't
so,
she?
Yeah, I don't trust her. I don't like her. I don't respect her. None of the things. So, no,
I think listeners will pick up on all this just right. So, anyway.
Anyway, so you had coffee,
so
with,
I had coffee
Robert.
With Robert.
Robert
yesterday.
Is deeply uncomfortable
Robert,
with all
Robert
of this.
Is not comfortable. He said what he's comfortable with and what he's not. And what he's comfortable with is being there, which I have also experienced that. And so I understand that. And he also frets because he had betrayal trauma in his life. And this is bringing up all sorts of feelings for him. So again, this is so complicated. I really don't want to have a lot to do with it because they need to figure their shit out. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
She'll be there for you. She loves you.
People.
She'll wait for you.
Fine. Let them figure their shit out and then come back and be mature about it, right? Mm. That's just where they are in it. And I think a little compassion for where they're at in their relationship and their experience would be helpful for both of us. But if you want to continue, that's fine. You have your opinions, like you said. I just think people are complicated. And whatever her intentions with me, I think they'd be some other guy who wouldn't be.
No, it really doesn't matter. I mean, you get to fuck her. That's the whole point. So it really doesn't matter if she's a good person or not, or what I think of her. It matters what you think of her and your relationship with her. It's not my relationship.
Well,
I don't have a relationship with her.
But you do at every instance take the opportunity to guess at what her motivations are and take them to the nth degree of negativity. And
okay, well, you do that with
him. No,
with,
I don't.
You do that with
Aaron.
I have
been super fucking cool with him. And until he pulled that shit last week, I've been completely like, he's a cool guy. We could hang out.
Yeah.
You know that. So
yeah.
I have not been that way.
Yeah, true.
And now it's changed a little bit, and we'll see how that goes. I mean, you're still in contact with him. You're still sending relationship texts.
What do you mean relationship
Well, you have
texts?
a relationship with them.
Oh, like this is what I did that day. The text, I mean, we can look at a text. They're super boring. This is the extent of what's happening today. Let's see. He sent me pictures of him and his
Kids.
daughter and his kids and the snow and his kids and his dinner. I said, cute, and then tell him what we're doing tonight. He said he was going to try to FaceTime, but iOS won't let him do it while he's driving. I said, what the fuck?
FaceTime.
And then we both FaceTime phone calls. Well, I didn't, so I didn't try to call him back. I didn't try to FaceTime him. I didn't even say, try me again. None of that. I just left it as it
No, that's
was.
true.
Because we had talked about you're not comfortable with that.
No, we had talked about we're not comfortable with that. We had agreed, we had some loose agreements on our constitution that maybe that's not a good idea for us
I
because it
still.
allows for intimacy that is
I agree, but
has
I
been an
also,
issue for
I
us.
just think there's no point in I don't want to put rule. I will comply with the rules on my
They're
end,
not rules.
on
This is
the
something that we
on.
have decided
I
together.
know, but I'm not putting that on you because, like,
Okay,
as soon as
so
we
I'm
made
not
that,
putting that on you. So now we're at text
as
whoever
soon
you
as
want.
that we made that rule the other day, Jasmine reached out, side texted you again, even though she wasn't supposed to, and was like, "I want a phone call." And
She
so
wanted to
you.
have a conversation about the situation
And
that
so
we
there's
have
always
now.
going to be exceptions. And if we had a
Sure.
rule in place, then you'd feel like you had to lie to me about it. I feel like she is so aggressive with you. She's just going to
She's not.
she's going to want, and that she didn't just want a phone call. She wanted a FaceTime so she could get all sexy for you. Yeah. So it's everything. And there's just no point in me standing in the way of any of
I
it.
don't know. I haven't gotten live pictures out of the shower. I haven't gotten hard-on photos. Sorry.
I didn't know you were gay. If you want some dick
I'm glad
pics,
he
I will
hasn't sent
pass them
those to me,
on.
to tell you the truth.
I could send you
I'm
his
glad I'm not on a three-way
public
conversation
his
where he's
sock.
sending
I'll
his.
send you the sock penis one. I think I sent you that one. That's the extent. It's mostly funny stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
I don't think, yeah, Aaron, we don't, we do sexy stuff, but it also is like tongue in cheek,
Give me.
if that makes sense.
Well, look at your text here.
Yeah.
I'll just pick out the highlights.
But so from today, just like
No, who cares?
we're talking about iOS
Yeah, right.
updates
Who
being
cares?
boring, the
Right.
weather. Oh, that was big. That was hot. Talking about the weather.
Yeah. He asked
How old?
my age, and then he said his age, full of piss and vinegar, and she said, "Hot, love it. Glad you think so." I
What am
mean,
I supposed to
well, I
say?
don't
I don't
know.
know. Full of piss and vinegar. I'm like, all right, you're hot. Whatever. He knows anything about whatever. He says he. I think he's whatever.
Really wants to fuck you, and he's gonna do everything in his power to fuck you.
I mean, he's not really. I mean,
Tried,
he doesn't live
tried
in
and
this
failed,
town.
tried and failed,
He's texting as hard as he can without being anywhere near me.
and trying a phone call.
With anywhere near me. I mean, yeah, but he didn't try again and again. He's not like repeated. I mean, look at the
Oh,
back
he
phone
didn't repeat
logs.
it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have like repeat. I don't know. He was trying to call me
I
on
think we're
fucking Saturday.
both like being ridiculous, and
Maybe, but also like I just cannot wrap my head around controlling you. And I don't know where it goes. That's where I feel like this just, if I can't control you and I am not comfortable putting rules on you,
then I
then
am
this
not.
automatically is going to,
No,
it's gonna slide into
then I
poly.
am not. No, then I am not interested in putting rules on you. So there you go. It's going to be equalized either way. It's not going to be one rule for one notice.
It can be, like, I don't,
No, that's
I
that you
just,
that can't be. It can't be with you. It can't
well,
be.
I'll tell you if I like, I'm not okay with like a one penis policy or certain rules. Like, my phone is an open book to you, but you get full privacy on your phone. That's bullshit.
Right,
I don't
no.
believe in that. But for stuff like that, if you're just like, I'd rather you not do phone calls and FaceTimes, and I'm like, I'm not going to put a rule. I don't want to put a rule on you because if you break it, then I won't trust you.
Okay.
The condom thing made me not trust you already,
Okay,
and I
it's
just,
okay.
I'm like,
This isn't really a rule. It's a preference. I'll just tell you
I
what's
just don't
behind.
want to put
Let me
rules on
just.
you that
Okay,
you
I
have
get
to
it. I get it.
break
Get it. But
and
let me
that
just tell you
damages us.
my preference for this is I don't want the opportunity for intimacy via phone communications because that trust was broken, and I think the opportunity for him to slide in those subtle things, or anybody, not just him,
Yep.
but especially when he knows so much about us through all
I
these podcast
agree.
episodes, that to me is a little bit fear-inducing.
I know. I
And
get
so
it.
that's what's behind it. It's not about putting a rule on you. It's
No, I
not even
get
about
it.
putting a rule on him. It's about that opportunity to get into those subtle
Agreed.
fucking things, which we've dealt
I
with.
don't want her having that intimate time with you on a phone call or a FaceTime either. But
Being
at the
sexy
same
and
time,
stuff. I mean, she's not trying to get between us.
that's what you think. But at the
Okay.
same time, I don't think there's anything that I can do about it. If y'all want to talk to each other on the phone or sext or have phone sex or whatever you want to do, it's going to happen if I put rules on it or not. And that's what Robert doesn't understand. It's just going to lead to sneaking around.
I agree. And that's what brought us to talking about this tonight.
Yeah.
Because you've been headlong into the Poly books. You've been reading Polywise, Polysecure, More Than Two, which is a really good one. And tell us what you were telling me a minute ago.
So essentially, with polyamory, there's a whole chapter that I just read and actually reread on individuation. And it was kind of a gut punch because in polyamory, enmeshment and codependence are really frowned upon. The goal is to be a fully individuated human that you then bring into all your other relationships.
Yes.
And so they talk about monogamy being the perfect structure that encourages enmeshment and codependence. And that meaning, like, we're responsible for each other's emotional
Happiness,
support and
yes.
happiness and feelings and all that stuff. And so I was just thinking, I'm like, well, okay, yeah, we depend on each other a lot. We probably are enmeshed at this
Oh
point.
yeah, we're
Like, I'm
totally
sure,
enmeshed.
like 100% and codependent and all the
Well,
things.
codependent has such a negative word, but I'd
Right.
say we're interdependent. I mean, we're not codependent for our relationship. Like, we're not codependent for our emotional well-being. I care about but I care about your emotional well-being, and you care about mine. But you're not going to often, you know, slip into "I need you" or "I can't be alive," right? You know, we do
No.
say it all the
We do. I know we do say
time,
that to each other. Like, I can't
right?
imagine being with you. Like, I'm
But
like,
that's just love,
it,
I think.
I know, I think, or that's what we think. But apparently, that's maybe not that that is programming and not how we're supposed to be.
Let me look at this. I'm gonna look up codependence definition.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's do that. Because I don't. Well, let's decide if we're codependent.
Perplexity. Are we codependent?
Codependency is an unhealthy relationship pattern where one person prioritizes another needs to an extreme, often enabling self-destructive behavior like addiction or immaturity, while neglecting their own needs, feelings, and identity, leading to a loss of self and excessive focus on controlling or fixing the other person. That is my former marriage.
Yeah.
It's characterized by low self-esteem, a deep need for approval, self-sacrifice, and inability to set boundaries, frequently seen in families, friendships, romantic relationships, especially around substance abuse. So
Not really feeling that.
I don't feel that at all.
I don't at all.
Okay, so let's look
We don't
up.
even live together.
Right. If
So
we're codependent, we would have demanded that by now,
I
right?
know. Yeah,
I
100%.
mean,
I
we're
would
4 months
think.
into our marriage, and like, shouldn't we be doing?
And the one thing I keep coming back to is that I cannot put rules on you. It just always seems to be counterproductive. I don't want to ever, for me, the most important value in our relationship is honesty and transparency.
Yes.
And putting rules on you sets you up to lie to me because love is one of those emotions that we cannot control.
You're saying that in reverse too. Putting rules on you sets us up for dishonesty.
I don't know. I feel like it
Doesn't that
doesn't.
work both ways? Because I think you're much more concerned about that
I
than
get it. It's yes, it should work both ways, but I feel like I'm just so in love with you that I don't even
I.
care.
Yes, I am too.
Okay, well,
Okay, accept
anyway,
Say, I accept.
sure.
Interdependence is the mutual reliance between two or more things, people, countries, systems, where each depends on the other for needs like resources, survival, or success, meaning they need each other and one's changes affect the other. That definitely applies to us.
Yeah,
We are interdependent
I think we are.
in a healthy way. Yeah, so I think this codependence model, maybe the polyamorous community or thought leaders
Yeah.
believe that codependence is the enemy. I could see the unhealthy codependence being the enemy for
Yeah,
sure.
I can
We don't
see
want
that.
that for each other.
But they're basically like, if you're going to get into polyamory and you have a primary relationship, you have to deconstruct that relationship so that all the ways that we depend on each other emotionally, that we have to sort of disentangle. That there's like,
Wow.
yeah.
That's like
So
destructive.
that I don't need to ask your permission to go on a date, I just go on a date.
Okay. So
Right, that kind of shit. Like, so I'm not taking you into account
that's
at
her
all.
ideal.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that
That's
doesn't.
polyamory. And that's where I was reading More Than Two and it had a checklist. Are you polyamorous? And I was like, I don't think I am. Do you want me to grab that list?
Yeah, let's go through a look.
But then I'm like, am I not polyamorous because I'm not advanced enough to be? Am I just too insecure to be polyamorous? I don't know. Like, if
Let's
I
go
was a
through the.
stronger person, then maybe I could be if I
Yeah, let's
wasn't
go through the
so
questions that you would ask
enmeshed and
yourself to find out if
insecure.
you're polyamorous. I think that would help
Okay.
people.
Questions to ask yourself. We find it's not very useful to tell you what you should do. It's far more effective to pose questions when you're contemplating a course of action. We'll do this throughout this book. To start with, here are some questions that can help you determine whether polyamory might be a good match for you. Have I ever felt romantic love for more than one person at the same time?
I have not.
No, I said no. And see, look, you're right. Do I feel there can be only one true love or one real soulmate?
I wouldn't know.
And I said no, because I have been in love twice.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yeah, true. I have not.
Yeah, but in theory.
I think in theory it's possible. Yeah. Yes. It's 7 billion people on the planet.
How important is my desire for multiple romantic relationships?
Very low.
I said not. It was like not important at all.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
So far we're on the same page. What do I want for my romantic life? Am I open to multiple sexual relationships, romantic relationships, or both?
I am open to multiple sexual relationships.
Same.
Yes.
Okay. If I want more than one lover, what degree of closeness and intimacy do I expect? And what closeness and intimacy do I offer?
How do I make that quantifiable? What degree of closeness?
So what degree of closeness would you want with someone that you were having a sexual?
Would I want?
Yeah.
Minimal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said not.
Minimal enough to have a nice time, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you say?
I said not interested.
Okay.
So in closeness and intimacy with that person. But I thought that was already assuming a friends with benefits thing. Like, I have to like someone enough to be attracted to them. Mm-hmm. But then when they were asking about closeness and intimacy, I just assumed that was more. And
yeah.
So I was
okay.
like, no.
I'm with you on that.
Anyway,
yeah,
so I just said not.
With you on that.
How important is transparency to me?
100%.
I said very. If I have more than one lover, am I happy with them knowing about each other?
Yeah, so they have to know about each other.
Yes. If they have, that's me too. If they have other lovers, am I happy knowing them?
Don't care as much.
I didn't even answer that question because I don't care either. How do I define commitment? Is it possible for me to commit to more than one person at a time?
Commitment with time and with energy? No. It's not important to me.
And if so, what would these commitments look like?
It's not for me.
I put no. Huh? See, this is great because I already read it and filled it out. So yeah. You know, we're actually answering these the same way. Then I really underlined this last one, so I must have liked it. If I'm already in a relationship, does my desire for others come from dissatisfaction or unhappiness with my current relationships? Oh, yeah, I wrote Star, Jasmine. And I said, no, for me,
no
not
for
at
me.
All.
No, for me.
If I were in a relationship that met my needs, would I still want multiple partners?
Want or... find it fun.
Exactly.
Right. For fun, yes.
Exactly.
Why not?
I said not multiple, but just the option, having the option. Yeah. Occasionally casual.
Occasionally casual.
That's exactly.
Wow, you did write that.
I know.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
So we are on the same.
Sounds like we're not poly.
Sounds like we're not
but
poly.
But I'm prepping for poly because it's the most extreme thing. And I feel like deep down, spiritually, we cannot control each other's emotions. And if somebody game changer comes into your life, whether it's Jasmine or somebody else like down the road.
Hey, we have all of our answers right there.
I know we do. Yeah, for now we do.
For now. I mean,
it's so funny. I trust myself on him and I just don't trust him. I'm like, no, he's going to fall in love tomorrow.
It's not good enough for you.
I know.
It's good enough for you. It's not good enough for me.
I know. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's
I'm just going to fall in love tomorrow with this random girl who's having trouble with her husband who doesn't want really little to do with or nothing.
Hot mess.
It is a hot mess. It's funny because I came to them like a guru. They don't know about the podcast.
Totally did.
And
I'm
talking to them like I know about this shit because I do.
Because we do. Because we kind of
are. And I told
them,
I've been through this, bro. I know how you're feeling right now. And it's not pleasant. And I did make the case that like, hey, if she were going to go with anyone in this lifestyle, I'm pretty much the safest bet.
You are. I mean,
I am with the woman of my dreams, the love of my life. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not picking up. I don't have needs outside of our relationship. I'm in the LS. I get it. And if it's not me, she might just find some single guy outside the LS. And I didn't say that to him, but that's the facts. She's going to find someone if she's on this road.
Yeah, if she's
on
a tear.
If he doesn't work with her and figure this out.
Well, what I think was interesting, though, it sounds like from the coffee, is that they were on a very stable path for the last few. They've been in the lifestyle for 3 years. It sounds like it was 3 years ago. They've been together 14 years. 3 years ago, she asked him to open up because she wanted to explore her sexuality with other people.
Right.
So not with him.
Yeah.
And so They had since then settled into a very predictable pattern of they only play together, and that was basically it. And they were doing great until you, the game changer, stepped in. And now there's this crazy off-the-charts chemistry, and she is going off the ranch, secret texting. She's not telling her husband the extent of her feelings and attraction to you are so high that it would definitely hurt his feelings if he knew. So she's not telling him she's going to the party with the intention to fuck you. She's not telling her husband about the secret
Okay.
text. Are you getting?
I could buy that.
I know. And so you're the game changer.
I think you gave me more credit than I deserve, but okay.
Babe.
I'll roll with it.
No, both of us
I'm
are,
awesome.
but look, if we're honest, both of us, and I'm not saying that, like, we're just,
That's true.
we have done a lot of work. We take care of our bodies. We're good people. We don't drink, don't do dumbass shit. We treat people well. And that's one of the reasons I'm not impressed with her. I'm just like, get yourself together and like wear a condom. Even if you won't wear a condom, you fucking insist on it. That is girl code. Like when Superman was trying to fuck me without a condom, I was like, I'm not doing that to Superwoman.
Yeah,
Like,
okay. Yeah, I
anyway,
know.
I just,
Okay.
not impressed. Yeah. So
Has
anyway,
anybody got the message out there how Anna feels about this?
good.
That's good. Yep.
Yes, I was talking about I was leaning into my cunt phase.
That's right.
100%.
Yeah, you're feeling very cunty lately and you like
I do like it. I really do. I have been people pleaser for so many years. I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to be cunty and just say what I think, even if it's crazy shit and I change my mind later.
Yeah, I know
Fine.
that.
That's how it works.
I'm on the
Y'all
receiving
have
end of
I
it.
have a stack of nine polyamory books by my bedside table. I'm gonna fucking tear to like
I know, and
process.
I'm like, I don't want to be poly. Why are we reading all these poly books?
Because I have to
Because
mentally
they
be
do,
I have
and
to
they are
mentally prepare to
biased.
be
They are
poly.
biased, as you pointed out earlier.
I know,
Like, the goal is to not be
but I do
dependent
tend
on
to
each
lose
other.
myself in
But you can
relationships.
lose yourself with me, and it's been great for 4 years.
No, but yeah, it's been great until now, and now I'm all like
Right, and I'm here
freaked
with you.
out.
I'm totally here
But
with
you're
you.
fine. You're much more
I'm not just fine.
individuated than I am because you're just fine
No,
with
I'm not just
Erin
fine.
and I'm all having issues with
I'm not
her.
just fine with Aaron. You know that.
I
I'm
mean,
not just, I think we're just working through this
I
together.
guess.
And
You're just so much more comfortable stating your needs and being like, I'm
I
only
have
comfortable
not
with this.
stated,
I'm only comfortable with that.
I'm not
Like,
good at stating my needs. I don't tell you my needs. I don't tell you. It was up until recently, I even told you I was jealous about the whole thing.
I know.
And so we've come together on that. So
I need to
this
know
is.
that because I feel crazy.
Yeah, no, you're not. And that's why I don't think we're codependent. We're interdependent.
Yeah.
Codependent is an unhealthy dependence where you overlook terrible things.
Yeah. Well,
And
maybe you're overlooking terrible things. I'm a terrible person over here, just being so judgmental of
not
that
overlooking
fucking like. I can be judgmental of bad
Yes.
people.
You can be judgmental of people
I
you
can.
perceive to be bad. Yes.
Who do bad things.
Who do irresponsible or naive things.
I
Yes.
can be judgmental of that.
Yes.
And you don't have to be
Right. I would hope that someone would
because
give you the benefit of the doubt if the situation were
it's easy to
reversed.
give someone the benefit of the doubt when you've been inside them without a condom. That feels so good. You're always going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
So
Okay.
why don't you be in charge of giving her the benefit of the doubt? I'll be in charge of reality.
No comment.
Because I don't even want to be her friend. I'm
You
just her.
don't, and she's a sweet person.
Good. I'm so glad. Tell me more. Tell me how sweet she is. A sweet little girl.
She's nice.
So
She's a
sweet.
nice person.
Sweet little liar. Great.
Oh my
Well, good.
God.
I'm so glad,
I
babe.
wish
That's
I
wonderful.
wish our listeners would send us more emails and opine on these things because we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Oh, we do.
We don't. We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
We do and we don't. We're just being ourselves.
Yeah, hit us up with your comments and critiques, people. We haven't gotten any emails lately,
I
so we need
know.
to hear from you. And sometimes you end up on the air. We get your permission,
Well,
but if you want to be a star, send us an email and we'll read you on the air.
people say really nice things.
They do. We get great feedback from people. It's really nice. That's the only reward we get from this, other than just talking to a mic,
I know, right? All
is the feedback we get. And it's always really positive and nice.
right,
Okay,
so what
so
else? You talked to, we didn't even get through your coffee with Robert. So what happened during that coffee with Robert? What did he tell you?
he showed up thinking, like, I need to tell you what's going on, which is what I suspected. He would just
He
show
was
up and
mad.
he was mad. He was mad at her and me. I don't think he realized that I wasn't really driving that. And I wasn't clear that there was a no side text policy at some point because she was still side texting me. So I think he got over time, like, okay, well, I need to talk to her more about this. But yeah, let him know I've been there. And I told him about our experiences and was able to show him that, like, what he feels is normal right now. What he's going through is normal and it's expected. And anyone that's been through this has been through those experiences. But I think he's struggling because he knows she wants this thing, which is to
Your cock.
separate date with other
And to be
people.
the love of your life forever, in addition to your cock. That is what she wants. That's really hard. If you're her husband, that's a tough ask. But
But
it
he was
is what
saying,
it
I was
is.
fine with three ways. I'm totally fine with three ways. He just wants to be there to monitor because he doesn't trust the relationship. I think in the end, because of his betrayal trauma.
You said when you talked to him yesterday, he said he didn't trust her.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't.
Flat out.
But the whole conversation was, I think by the end of it, he was feeling a lot better. I don't know that we resolved any of the. I basically said, I'm not interested in separate dating. I don't want that. And he was very surprised. He thought this is what I wanted. He's like you on the other side.
Well, yeah,
He's like
because.
assuming all the worst about me and just ascribing all these terrible intentions to me, like you're doing with her. And that's what he's doing because he's on the
Well,
other side of it.
he was being lied to by his wife. He didn't know. He told his wife, I don't want you separate texting. So he assumes that she told you that. And I guess she didn't. Or she kind of did. She did, but then she kept side texting
Yeah.
you. So you kept responding.
Yeah.
So her disrespect for him is the cause of this, not.
That's, I would say that's true. I think they have a lot of work to do. And that's what I told them. I was like, you guys have a lot of communicating to do.
Yeah.
And I sent them a great podcast from people
Nope, we're
that
not
they can.
monogamous,
Yes.
which we've talked about
There
a
was a really good
bunch.
on being honest and why that's more important than protecting feelings.
So, Robert, you said he was blindsided by you guys. He had no idea that you guys were basically developing a relationship behind his back, he felt like, with the texting and then the fucking. You said he sort of expected to be able to play with Jasmine at the Christmas party because they've always played together. And so that was a surprise to him. He had no idea that she was intending to fuck you to do that separately. That was a shock to him. You said he talked about they don't hook up at parties. They go to
Yeah, that
parties.
was
They don't
interesting.
actually have sex themselves. And I've had that question before that I don't see the chemistry between them. You and I, we might hook up with somebody else. We might make out with somebody else.
We
We are
always do it.
magnets back to
Yeah.
each other and we have the best sex ever. I was like, they're not doing that.
But I do think that's
And that
unique to
was,
us because we don't see that happening at all with other couples either. Hardly ever.
I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to it,
Yeah.
but I did pay attention to it with Jasmine and Robert. I was like,
I think in their case, it's because they've been doing it for so long.
I guess. I
And
don't
in our
know.
case, we're newlyweds.
But you said he was kind of like, why don't we hook up at parties, right? Like, that's so
It's a good
sad.
question.
I know. It was really sad. I was like, I don't know. Why aren't you? Like, it's because she's not into you. She wants to fuck other guys. She got into this so she could explore her sexuality with other people, not him. That was her reason. That's not why we got into this. We got into this to kind of push buttons on our attachment wounds,
Yeah,
really,
well,
and
actually,
grow.
no. The reason we got into this is because we started reading, I think More Than Two was the first book I read. And I
Yeah,
remember
after
calling
Sex at
you.
Dawn.
Yeah, after Sex at Dawn, I read More Than Two. I remember calling you and saying, this is just great relationship advice. This is
Exactly.
how I want to live. I want to be
Yep.
honest and transparent. I don't want to be poly. Still don't. But I do see the benefit of this just complete radical honesty. And that is why we got into it. We didn't get into it because one of us was dissatisfied. We didn't get
Right.
into it because we wanted to open the marriage to make it more exciting. None of those reasons. Our reasons were because we thought that the tenets of being open were positive and healthy.
Exactly.
And that's to me the best reason,
I
simply.
100%
And that's not why
agree.
they're doing it.
No.
They're doing it because she wants to relive her youth that she didn't have with her husband or with him.
And he's being dragged
And he's
behind.
being dragged
And
behind.
unfortunately, she's getting all the opportunities and he doesn't have any.
Yep.
And so,
Another common problem in the lifestyle.
a common problem, but also there are some couples where the guy just knows. He's like, yeah, that's the way this
Yeah.
is. But he's just got a confidence about it. Like, eh, fuck it.
Yeah,
You know, who
like the guy
cares?
at the party
Right,
with the
exactly.
girl who's screwing
Like,
everybody there.
poor Robert is just a puppy dog. He's so naive. You said he was like, I just feel like I'm so naive. Like, I've just been so trusting. And it was so sad. You said he was like, I want to be there because I don't trust her. And he even said, I don't trust you.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And he was ascribing this untrustworthiness to me, not knowing me. And so I corrected him of that and showed him where I'm at and what my experiences are and what my desires are. And one of my main desires that he really liked hearing was, I don't have any interest in separate relationships with
Yeah,
anybody.
that's
It's
important.
not what I want. And he
I mean, but
didn't,
that's not true. You do want
I don't want a separate relationship with
you would
anybody.
want a separate date with her though.
A separate date, not separate dating.
Well,
A
that's just
separate
a,
date would
that's a
be
slippery
a se
slope.
no, no, it's not. A separate
How would it
date,
not?
a one-time fling versus a
Oh, and then you're
relationship.
just and then you're just like dying to do it again and again
Right.
and
That's
again
kind
and
of what you
again.
have with Aaron.
I
You've
mean,
had your one time and you're still in
he's not in
contact.
town.
Doesn't matter. He can be in town easily. You can go back to where you
No, he
were.
can't. Not with his jobs. He's got like
Okay,
five
now you're just
jobs.
talking fucking logistics. I'm talking about opportunity. Why
You
would you even be talking to him now if you're never going to see him again?
I don't
Why?
know.
Why would you even be doing it?
Because he's, I like him. I like talking to him.
Okay.
I mean, even if we never had sex again, I would still enjoy this. In fact, we don't have to. Even if I never spoke to him on the phone, FaceTimed him, never had sex again, never saw him again in person, I like him.
You hear
He's
that, Aaron?
interesting. He's a good guy. I like him.
Say more.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
You're, I don't
I am just
either. I
trying to
don't
take care of
either.
myself
I don't either.
in the face of this fucking cunt coming after
Oh
you.
my God. There's so much editing to do on this podcast.
So much.
It ever makes the light of day.
Makes the light of day. No, I wouldn't trust her. Even if she, I had
Okay,
coffee
yeah,
with
you
her, I
blah
wouldn't
blah
trust
blah.
her.
Okay,
I am
let's
not
go
after
back
him.
to
I'm like, yes, you are.
polyamory
Yes, you
and why we're
are.
not polyamorous.
She wants to
Oh.
be. She doesn't want polyamory. What she wants is to divorce her husband, break us up, and then go off and marry you.
That
That's
is
what
the
she
most
wants.
ridiculous
That's what
shit
she
I've
wants.
ever heard.
Oh, because she was fine up until now. You're the game changer. You are her game
I'm
changer.
just a guy that's attractive enough to get her attention. That's all.
But
I
for
don't know why you think
years,
it's so important.
there's been no change, no weirdness, no change in her behavior until you.
Yes, that's my fault.
No, she's just a girl in love, babe.
He's a
I get
girl.
it.
He's a girl with immediate lust, not love.
She's
This is
in
not
love.
love. I don't know
You
where you get
don't
the
give pet
where
names
you
to
throw around
people
the
that you're
word
just wanting
love.
to. The pet names thing, that is love.
It's cuteness. It's
That
just her
is
being, it's
love.
just her trying to be impressive.
That is love. I can't imagine calling Tony some pet name. He would absolutely die laughing if I tried to pet naming him. That's not swinging. She is not a swinger. She is a relationship poacher.
God. Just no quarter from
Prove
you.
me wrong.
Just no quarter from you. I disagree with everything you say, and you can keep talking bullshit if you want.
Okay, we can agree to disagree.
I highly disagree with the characterizations you've made about all of this. You can think you're right, and I can think you're
And
wrong.
even the one time I called Aaron babe, I just did it for revenge.
Oh,
But
sure.
like if he and I, like even in our, I'm just thinking of us the way we talk to each other, if he tried to pet name me, I would die
She likes the
laughing.
pet names. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't think it's that big of a deal.
Okay, I wonder how many other times she's used pet
With other
names with
people.
other
Right.
people.
I'm not that
I
important.
don't think it's ever happened
I
before.
don't think that's that
They
important.
have had a stasis in their relationship 14 years and then 3 years of the same thing when they're open. All of a sudden you come in, she has lost her ever loving mind.
I said, you're giving me way too
She
much
doesn't
credit.
care about me, she doesn't care about her husband, she just wants you. So no, I don't trust her, I don't like her, but I'm not going to do anything to prevent it because that's not under my control. That is entirely up to
It's
you.
up to my control. And seeing how you feel about it, that's basically control.
It's not.
Yeah. This,
It's not. That's that is
these
codependence.
over the top reactions are
Depends.
definitely not keeping anything open for me. It's closing it up, which is
Well,
fine. I'm fine with it.
that's
But that
codependence.
is not. No,
My relation,
it's
my
my
I can
respect
have
for you.
no, don't you don't I you
I
I
respect you and I love you
You
and I
need to
care about.
respect yourself first. I can deal with my own emotions and I get over things and we'll move on and
Well,
find my way to cope. And
okay, so if I were this strong about
yes.
Aaron, which I'm not, if I were this strong about him, how would you take that? What would you do? What'd you do? If I were this strong, because
If
you're
you were
very
like,
fucking strong about this.
yeah, if you were like, he's trying to steal you, this is not a good person, I'd be like, okay, well, would you feel more comfortable if I just ended it?
Okay. Would you feel more comfortable if I just ended it?
No, because that's not your choice.
No, I'm asking you. Would you feel more
No.
comfortable if I just
No,
ended it with
because
her?
I don't feel comfortable putting rules on you. It's not coming from me.
Which one is it? Are you uncomfortable putting rules on, or are you uncomfortable telling me to end it? Which one is it?
I'm never going to tell you to end anything.
Okay.
I'm never
So.
going to put rules on you. It's always entirely up to you. But I am also, there's a difference, babe. This is the codependent shit comes in. I can have my feelings, and you can also go do whatever you want. And that's fine. And we can still be together and love each other. Just because I have feelings doesn't mean you have to change your behavior.
But in the end, there's a reality to it.
And no, this is what all these books are talking about. That's enmeshment. That's unhealthy codependence stuff. I can have my opinions. I can have my emotions, all that. You have yours.
I bet your poly books would tell you this is not healthy. Get out. Don't do it.
No, that's they would just say,
would tell you. No, like, there's too much enmeshment.
No, the poly, no,
she's
they wouldn't.
She's too invested in the outcome.
No, no, no. The poly books would be like, you're having feelings. No, they would say, definitely speak your feeling. You have to say your feelings.
Yeah.
We don't hide feelings. But also, your feelings don't mean that you have to do any changes. We talked about this with Hot Girl. My feelings don't equal behavior change on you. You're not doing anything wrong. You wouldn't be doing anything wrong if you fell in love with her and ran off with her. You're just having feelings, being a human being. Loving somebody else is not a bad thing or a betrayal to me.
Is there a threat to you? Do you perceive a threat to that at all? For any
well,
reason?
Yeah. I mean, of course, I would have to deal with it if you fell in love with somebody else.
No, do you perceive a threat right now that that could happen?
Yes.
You do?
I have ever since the condom thing, I was like, oh, shit, they're in love. They want barrier-free sex. He's never, ever broken the condom agreement. But if they are that into each other, then we're talking
all the weeks and weeks of exhaustive processing of all that.
Okay, well, you asked.
Okay, be careful with that.
No, I just think we have to differentiate between the feelings that we have and you being able to independently decide what relationships you engage in and which ones you don't. That is completely up to you. That is not my job.
Yeah. Okay.
I trust you. I love you.
And I just make my own choices.
Yes.
Which is what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Which is what I've been doing.
But good.
And choosing to not engage with her further, and that would be my choice.
Okay. But whatever that choice is needs to be coming from you and
worry about us.
And not based on my emotions about her.
Okay.
Oh, you've already talked about if I was totally compulsive, you'd want to take her on dates. You'd want to have her separate dating and all these things. You have to act as if I am compulsive. What do you want to do if I didn't exist?
But you're not at all about this.
It doesn't
matter.
And
it's because of your own feeling threatened.
It doesn't matter what I think or do.
It does matter to me, though.
It's my problem. It's not your problem.
But it matters to me. You're having a problem matters to me. Okay, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
But it's not that big a deal. I can have a problem. I can be disappointed.
Well, we haven't been through that level of disappointment lately. And I can tell you after the past month, it ain't pretty.
Well, I don't need to talk to you about it. I can just keep it to myself, or I can process it elsewhere or get therapy or whatever it is, if it's a lot. But I think ultimately I do need to be able to talk to you about it. And I need you to just put it in its place. Like, oh, she's doing her thing. That's her thing. That's not my thing.
That's kind of what I've been doing.
Yeah. And so just you're in charge of your own relationships. Awesome. What I don't want is hiding shit from each other,
right.
Like that
of
kind
not.
Of thing, or me going processing it elsewhere because I can't get it from you.
Right. I agree.
So what I want to do is process it with you and tell you what I think, but also have you put it in its place and not feel like it's an invitation for you to fix a problem or do something or change your behavior or fuck different people. You're going to love who you're going to love. You're going to fuck who you're going to fuck. I cannot control any of that, even if I try to. Robert needs to figure this out too. It's entirely up to you. All I can do is witness it and be there with you, alongside you as your life partner person.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, she got a fancy book.
I don't know. What else do we have?
I don't know. We can end this now if you want. That wasn't the intention of this pod. This pod was to talk about the poly concepts and not get into all this other
shit. Well, we are talking about poly concepts.
Yeah, I guess.
The differentiation, our choices about relationships with other people are not based on
fear.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of fear here, though.
I mean, that's okay.
And there's some on my part.
Okay, well,
right?
Tell me. Make me feel less crazy. Yeah, I mean,
you're not crazy. You're just,
where do you come from on that?
You're just voicing your fears about this and your assumptions and your opinions, and that's fine. I don't know. I don't have any fear. I don't know what it is. It's just, at some point, it's not fun for me anymore. And so why fuck with it? That's where I'm at. At some point, it's just not fun. And to the extent that it interferes with us or causes a bunch of processing or exhausting shit, it's just not fun. That's not my point of being in this. And so I have this cute girl that's sending me cute texts or whatever.
Yeah.
There's plenty of those out there, I'm sure. I'm sure I'll find some.
It's hard to find, though, babe.
That's been the only thing I haven't found it yet.
And I know.
This thing with her has been a test to us that we just haven't had yet. And it's been good for us to go through this. Like, what would it be like if it were reversed?
Yeah.
And I think we both learned from that. And so,
But you also hate it.
what do you mean?
I think it's good for us, and I agree. I don't regret any of it, but
I don't regret
I
it.
think you're kind of annoyed by it, though.
No, it's just like, do I want to continue pursuing? It's only in the aspect of, do I want to pursue this person at all? And right now, between you and him, I don't. It's just not fun. Well, I can't change that.
Why? I mean, I'm trying to think, like, if I was really
I mean, you've
attracted to
been super
somebody,
cool about it,
if I was
mostly.
really attracted to somebody and their wife had reservations and my husband had reservations, it's not going to change how attracted I am to that person. In fact, it might make me more attracted to that person. So I'm struggling to understand why Robert's reservations or even mine, how that would change your interest in her in any way. Like,
Oh,
because
you don't see that?
no.
It's just a thing. It's just that actually should indicate to you how little it means to me. That should be your first indication. If I'm willing to just go, eh, fuck it. That should tell you right there how much I'm in love with her. I don't care. I just don't.
All right. So maybe,
I mean,
well, okay. All right.
that's where I'm
She's,
at.
all right. Well, she's in love with you at
Okay,
least.
so it's flattering.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it does
That
for
is
me.
flattering.
It is, it's nice. Yes. But does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
My lack of caring about this,
I just work so hard to,
imagine scenarios that are completely unrealistic.
yeah, like y'all getting married and having kids and all that, running a compound
So
together.
I'm here to break your dream. I'm here to tell you the truth,
I'm like, I
which
just,
is it doesn't really fucking matter.
yeah, I'm trying so hard to just let you be.
You are letting me be, and you're also voicing your concerns and your suspicions, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But in the end, I'm just in this for fun and for freedom. What did I say? Freedom, fun, and authenticity.
You said freedom, fun, and deepening our
Right.
connection. And I said authenticity, bodily autonomy, and continuous renewed NRE with
Right.
Aiden.
So we're kind of the same.
Yeah.
So when I look at freedom, I don't really have it with him involved, and to some extent, you.
Yep.
And fun, not fun. I mean, I can't imagine going on a separate date with this person and having to deal with the fallout.
Yep.
That's not going to fucking happen. And
So
deepening our
tonight,
connection, not working.
well, tonight you could hook up with Jasmine easily.
No, we're going to a rave with a bunch of friends. It's not an LS thing. And
But she
it's
wants you to go to the after party with her now. And I will, of course, not be able to do
what
that because
after party?
2 to 4 in the morning. She posted it on there. I don't think anybody responded to her. But
Oh.
she's like, I want to keep the party going. Please keep the party going
Yeah,
with me.
that's
Aiden,
about me.
it is 100% about you. She's like, maybe by 2 in the morning, our spouses will leave and we'll be able to finally be
That
alone.
is crazy talk.
It's not crazy talk. She can't side text you. So she only can put coded messages to you in the group texts, which is, please, he's going to take a Uber home by the time the first rave
Oh,
is.
I'm sure he's gonna
I
leave her alone.
know
This is fantasy.
she
This is
even in
absolute
her vows
fantasy.
talked about going home early. So if I can just get him to go to the after party 2 to 4, we are definitely fucking without a condom, alone, with nobody else. You prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Tell me she doesn't try to whisper in your ear about the after party. Oh,
Okay,
baby.
that'll be a good
Oh,
test.
baby.
Stop. That actually,
Oh,
stop it.
bunny.
Stop
Oh,
it.
bunny.
Stop
Your
it.
kitten wants you at the after party. Fuck
This
her.
will all be on the tape.
Good.
And
I
you're gonna
fucking
regret it, and
hate
you're not gonna
her.
wanna post it.
I don't give a shit.
Oh God, you're
Don't
in
give a
a fucking
shit.
zone.
Not a swinger. She is a poacher.
Yeah, this really makes me want to go do this, babe. It's like, oh, you're free to do whatever you want, but fuck her, she's the devil. But yeah, go ahead and fuck the devil.
Go ahead and do it. What? You want to?
Don't care. I don't fucking
You might as
care.
well.
I have the best ass of my life in
Well,
this bed right now.
no, you don't. I'm a pain in the ass,
You are a pain in the
not a piece
ass.
yet.
You're not paying
No.
me. You'll soon turn into a piece of the ass
No.
when we turn off the
No.
podcast.
I just think, I just, I'm done. I'm just done. Like, she can have you. It's fine.
Can only have me if I want that. And I don't know that even, she even wants that. But let's not even go there. Let's not even
I'm
go.
just,
You don't have to prove all the way she's in
I'll
love with me and
just
wants to have my
like,
babies. Okay?
I'll just,
This is so
I
over the
can
top.
take care of myself. I will be fine. I always am. Just anyway.
All right, let's put it to bed.
What else?
No, let's just put it to bed.
Why?
Because I want to snuggle.
We have like 3 more hours before this party. Might as well just talk some more.
Hour and a half.
I don't know. I don't really want to fuck you because I'm thinking about you fucking her.
Well, there you go. Another fucking drawback.
Yeah, I still just that kind of ugh. Anyway,
All
but
right. Bye to the podcast. I'm turning off.
why?
Because I want to talk to you.
Okay.